Hello everyone, welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
I'm all right. Corporate Mondays, that good.
So today we are talking about the Cavalier Geneva White Series Salamonas. Cigar is 7.5 by 50 ring gauge. It comes out of the San Judas Tadeo factory in Honduras. The wrapper is Habano, the binder is Connecticut, and the filler is from Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and Paraguay. It's blended by Sebastian Decopet and Aiden Perez. Price point is $12, and the cigar was released in July of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
Smoking experience was kind of what I expected and kind of what I hoped for. So what I mean by that is, given a Salamone's vitola and how it, you know, kind of gradually tapers as the cigar burns, I expect changes. I expect deeper flavors and changes. So given that expectation, the first third, subtle, softer kind of a flavor experience. So soft notes of cedar, bread, baking spices are the primary flavors. When I retrohaled, I got bigger pops of bread, cedar, baking spices, and a little bit of sweet, like a sweetened stone fruit. Finish, it really layered the palate with like a very like soft, subdued baking spices. Strength of body, medium for the whole thing. And when I get into the second third, and it's important to know, second third is kind of like where the cigar like really does taper down. And as you smoke it, the ring gauge gets thinner and thinner. So when I was burning through that part, two main transitions I realized, profile picks up, you know, more bread, and I started getting like a very distinct nuttiness in the sense of like roasted chestnuts. Still not much in terms of pepper on the mouth draws, but when I retrohale, it's there. It's there in the sense that it's still pretty subtle, but you know, you could recognize it. Finish picks up a wood bitterness, a really faint wood bitterness, in addition to the soft baking spices. Moving to the last third, it's kind of where the cigar fell apart for me. The profile started getting sharper. I got more of that bittering wood. Not as good as the first couple of thirds. In terms of construction, the burn was average. Multiple touch-ups, pushing a wrapper, unwilling to burn was my main gripe. Other than that, tight ashes, a cool temp for burning temp. Draw, on the other hand, perfect. Just to run amount of airflow and resistance.
Yeah, cigar started with a wood, hay, grassy notes, along with a little mild baking spice to it. Kind of when it started to get to that largest part of the bulb, that hay and the grassy notes started fading back as the wood was still up front, and that baking spice kind of picked up a little bit. Retrohale is like a nice mixture of wood and the baking spice. A little bit of cream and coffee started joining in, which was nice. And then they were all working really well together as that kind of that first third finished out. And the first third was just kind of the, you know, mild, medium strength level. Second, third, the baking spices were increasing, kind of became even with the wood, with the cream and the coffee notes. Baking spice started mellowing out a little bit after that. Retrohale was kind of carrying that same profile of the wood, cream, and the coffee. At an inch and a half, that kind of the wood and the cream kind of moved to the front, and that coffee and the baking spice notes were in the background. Strength in that second, third moved up to right at medium. Final third, wood was the primary player. Slight cream, a little bit of nuttiness was present in the background. A little bit of a toasty note started hopping in from there. Cream and the nuttiness were dropping out at that point. And then a little bit of bitterness kind of joined in with that toasty wood and the pepper. And then a little bit of mintiness was coming in as the cigar was finishing up, and the strength stayed at that right at medium level. Regards to construction, burn was really good. It was slightly wavy at times, which, you know, kind of impressive with this vitola. I mean, you saw the kind of the opposite side of that. Ash held on almost 2-inch increments, so it was really good. I did have to do one touch-up during the time, but not a big deal. And I thought the draw was perfect. I had no issues with it at all. So what were your overall thoughts on the cigar?
Overall, I thought it was good. You know, when I reflect back on my notes and experience with the White Series Diplomat that we smoked, mm-hmm. which, if I remember right, it was more like a Robusto-ish size cigar.
Yeah.
I looked at my notes, and both of the White Series of the Vitola gave me like milder strength formula with more like softer, subtle kind of flavors. I like that. I think I'm one of the perhaps few people that are into that geek out on cigars as much as we all do, that likes, you know, pretty much non-existence and strength. So I dig that. I appreciate the Salamone Vitola in the sense that the tapering aspect does create changes. It did a good job of that within the first couple of thirds, but within the last third, it kind of fell apart. But you know, with all that said, I definitely smoke these again. But it's going to be a tough toss up between this version and the Diplomat. I mean, especially in order that Diplomat is going to be cheaper than this, as rightfully should be.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the flavor profile was good. I mean, I think the flavor profile probably from the first two thirds from this and the Diplomat are probably fairly, you know, close together. It's just the real difference here is going to be smoking time and things like that. And so whenever you get a cigar of this size or something like a Churchill or something like that, like for me to find that Vitola interesting, it has to really provide a good buildup of flavors throughout the long smoking experience. If it's just the same thing for the entire way, I just kind of get bored and tired of it. So I think I'm in the same boat as you. Is I enjoy the flavors of the cigar. I think I would just rather smoke it in that smaller Vitola. I mean, construction is really good, but I mean, if you like that kind of that lower strength level but some good flavors, then this is still a good cigar for you. You just got to find out what Vitola is a match for you, but definitely the White Series is a good flavorful cigar. So getting the scores, I gave it a 6.72. You gave it a 6.52. How do you think that match up with your experience?
It matched up well. I mean, it was overall good flavors. Overall, you know, averaging both draw and burn, it probably came out to be like an average to good. So mid sixes is a good score.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we scored the same except for the difference is I just had a little bit better burn than you. So that's the only difference in our score. So I thought it was good. I mean, like I said, good flavors through the first two thirds, kind of average in the final third. I mean, if you just had a shorter, you know, it was just a shorter length, you got a good cigar throughout the entire time. So I thought it was pretty good. Any other final thoughts from you?
Maybe this sounds like a rant, but you know, I was telling about how like I really enjoy cigars that are just a lot of flavor, and there's a subtlety in flavor, especially like softness in flavor, mm-hmm. and it's not too strong. Like I feel like more people should do that. Like I feel like I see so many, especially on Facebook posts, on like people waking up and it's like just, you know, jamming through like broadleaf. Yeah. You know, my recommendation is like challenge your palate. Your palate might find something like this that you like, right? Like take a couple days off from smoking. It's a good thing to adjust your palate. You don't like breakfast, smoke something like this and you'll really realize how much you may enjoy lighter side of cigars but still good flavors, you know?
So. Yeah, I kind of just go along with that. And I think it's sometimes it's an advantage to not smoking super, super frequently, like not smoking every day or not smoking multiples every day. You kind of get a chance to have this downtime in between smoking experiences where you can really, you know, maybe be able to focus a little bit more on those lighter strength cigars and find out some of those nuances. So yeah. I agree with everything you said.
No.
All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.